Just quickly around the grounds, Matty, what did you get up to on the weekend?
Did a gig, a bit of basketball.
Great.
Bit of
Kimber.
Walking.
Kimber, what did you get up to?
Recovered from COVID and not much else.
Tiana in High Wycombe. Hi. Did you, get up to much in the car park of a Hungry Jack's over the weekend?
Yes.
What'd you do?
I gave birth.
Right. Okay. Good.
Tiana, this is such a great story. Congratulations, first and foremost.
Thank you.
So can you run us through, quickly what happened? You were clearly, you knew it was all happening talk us through it.
Yeah, well, my water broke it at about 6:50 on Friday night and I thought we had a little bit of time. So I jumped in the shower, but clearly baby had other plans. So we jumped in the car and started driving up the road and I said to Josh, you need to pull over and call an ambulance. This baby's coming out now.
So what? How many minutes down the road were you? Just a couple of minutes in the car?
I was, 1 minute. We live right around the corner from Hungry Jack's.
Josh, pull into Hungry Jack's now.
It could have been the comfort of your own home, but just by minutes, it was the car park of Hungry Jack's.
Yes, exactly. But I said, no, we need to go to the hospital now. And we jumped in the car and we didn't have much time.
Now, Tiana, I mean, it's a Friday night. Night's treat night in our household.
Yes,
so I can only imagine what kind of, it would have been packed at the Hungry Jack's car park. Can you walk us through how many people were there? What happened when you started giving birth? What's going on there?
Yeah. Well, we pulled in and Josh immediately called 000 and then we had cars pulling up next to us and everyone was just trying to get their dinner. And then,
copped a bit more, didn't they?
Yeah,
dinner and
yeah.
a show.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, it was 3 minutes from when Josh pulled in and called 000 to when the baby came out. So, the gentleman that helped us, both of them, they pulled their cars out so the ambulance could get in. And then we had Josh on the side of the door delivering the baby and the guys on the phone to 000. It was mayhem.
Did Josh at any moment go to the drive-thru and say, can I have some hot tails, some boiling water and give us some fries while I'm at it?
Yeah, it was the last thing on his mind, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, Tiana, we laugh about it now, but honestly, at the time, were you freaking out? I mean, I would be freaking out.
Yeah, I think, Josh was a little bit more stressed out than I was. I was just trying to get the baby out at that point.
Is that Josh in the background there?
Yeah, hey, g'day.
Oh,
g'day.
He's feeling
good
pretty good about everything now, I tell you.
Congratulations,
Josh. Well
mate.
Done.
Hey, what was it like for you?
Hey?
What was it like for you?
Oh, unexpected,
I tell you. were you happy with your performance? Did you handle it pretty well?
See, I say, everyone says I did.
Yeah.
But I look at it and I was like, oh, man, I was pacing up and down. I didn't even know what I was doing. The baby was coming. It just happened all so quick.
I mean, Josh, it sounds like in a way it's a good thing it happened so quickly. Apparently from when you dialed 000, it was only 3 minutes and the baby was there.
They were talking. I don't know what they were saying. I just sort of, there was a random guy behind me. I just threw my phone at him and then I was like, yeah, go. Then I delivered the baby and.
Wow. Hey, and guys, tell us about his little baby Reed.
Yeah, little Reed,
Tell us about Reed.
He is perfect. he came out perfectly healthy. There is not a thing wrong with him.
And any Hungry Jack's bonuses, have they thrown anything in and gone, hey, thanks for the news story?
I think they made a statement saying that they were happy for us and everything, but we haven't heard anything else from them.
Oh,
I mean,
God,
you're their
that.
Local. You should go in, you should be stars.
Middle name Yumbo.
Well, guys, it's wonderful.
It's all blown up so much.
Yeah.
I only did a post just to try and buy those two blokes a beer and
did you end up finding them?
Yeah. Like they came to our house the next day.
Oh, beautiful, man.
Excellent.
It was, that's the only reason why I posted something. And then, next thing we know, we've got people calling.
Sorry, hang on. Who are the two blokes?
Hey?
Who are the two blokes that you're talking about?
Stephen and Scott.
Stephen and Scott were their names.
And what did they do?
Well, they rang in the
holding the phone. And,
right, okay. Yeah, got you. Right.
It's a bit of support.
Josh and trying to get the baby to breathe and everything. And they were really the ones to talk to 000 on the phone and help us walk through it pretty much.
How's your form? You're like, they were around our house the next day. Like you'd already left hospital. You're like, you have your baby in 2 minutes. You didn't even have an overnight stay. And you're like, we're home. We're ready. Carry on.
Yeah. We were just lack of sleep, and it was all just going so quick. We're just like, yeah, whatever. So.
Oh, well done, guys.
Yeah, good on you guys. We're so happy for you. And thanks for spending a bit of time with us this morning. And pass on our best to little baby Reed.
Yeah, we'll do.
I'm thinking in a year's time, baby's first birthday, Hi Wycombe HJ.
Oh, for sure.
Get around the table, a few of those bits and pieces, get the crowns, all of that sort of stuff.